Welcome and thank you for joining us. At Worship Harvest, we believe that we are a movement of the gospel, discipleship, and mission. And we are committed to catalyzing spiritual, social, and economic renewal in our immediate communities. And as a result, the world. Here is this week's teaching.
Oh, yes.
We have a special student anointing service in the YXP service.
My
here. We'll be
God.
Laying hands, anointing with oil before you go back to school.
At 11:30.
At 11:30, of course, 9 a.m. is the main garage.
Yes.
So see you for both of those. And garage in all the other locations, 9 and 11 or 10
Beautiful.
O'clock, depending on your location. See you soon. I have a word.
A word. We are open. We are ready.
Why don't we just pray in the spirit
Amen.
A little bit? Thank
Masi
you, Father.
Kalabas,
we bless you. Thank you for your kindness, for your love for us. Maleko sikatele bro, hishakatele babro. Luta kalabre hise katoe mariko sakatele babro. Oro kushigara kayesi bababa. Thank you, Father, for your kindness. Thank you for all the miracles we are experiencing, that we are receiving. Thank you for answered prayer. Thank you that you are answering people's prayer right now. That what seems impossible to man is not impossible to you. Thank you that you're turning around impossibilities. So we honor you. We thank you even now. Even today in these missional community meetings that you're answering prayer. Someone in your MC, miracles are happening. Don't wait for Sunday. It's right where you are in your missional community. It is the word of God that changes your life, not people. And God is sending his word to you where you are. Things are happening. I know it. I know it. Amen. I have four prophetic words. Okay, three. And three and a fourth. And the first is that the answer is the word. Someone has been asking God, what, this, that, the other.
Yes.
And God is telling you, the answer
is the word.
The answer is the word. I got that word very, very specific. I know it sounds general. Of course, the answer is the word. But there is someone for whom your pursuit of the answer in any other way, maybe laying on of hands or this or the other, it's not coming. Why? Because the answer is
the word.
Yes. You need to take the word of God or the word that you received seriously, and that is your answer.
Amen.
The answer is the word.
Amen.
Okay. So that's one, two. For someone else, I hope that's clear.
It is. It is.
Another person, an uncommon seed will release to you an uncommon harvest.
Wow.
An uncommon seed will release to you. And there's someone who has been asking God for uncommon. You've been talking to God about your desire for to go past the usual. Like what you're used to, what you've been experiencing. And an uncommon seed will release to you an uncommon harvest. That's a rhema word that I'm hearing. Amen.
Amen. Mazataya karimbo shontoro bababa lagazente debo sotoro badama shete debo rondo kosonto yo bababa shente debo.
So thank you, Father, for that.
Thank you, Lord.
The third word is conception of children.
Wow.
For someone, the siege of barrenness is over.
Thank you, Jesus.
Conception of children. It's like a miracle that God has just suddenly released over the church.
Yes.
Even today, someone was giving me a testimony of conception.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just this afternoon.
Thank you, Lord.
Earlier in the afternoon.
Thank you, Lord.
So, for someone where the miracle you've been waiting for is the miracle of conception, it is the answer is here. This year is your year. This time is your time.
Amen.
And if I were you, I would just break out in praise and thanksgiving in the acknowledgement of that word. Look, don't think it's difficult. It's not difficult. Yeah, you are the one making it difficult in your own mind, but it is not difficult for God. There is nothing too hard for God. So all you need to do is believe the word. Believe the word.
I believe.
Conception of children. So three words again. The answer is the word. Secondly, an uncommon seed will release to you an uncommon harvest.
Yes.
I even feel like this has to do with ministry.
Wow.
But I'm not sure. I'm just going to let it go as it is, but I feel like it may have to do with ministry. An uncommon seed will release to you an uncommon harvest. And then three, conception.
Wow.
You shall have children.
Children, we receive it.
You're married.
Yes.
You are believing God for a child.
Yes.
It's going to happen.
Amen. So many babies. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
This is not a word, but tomorrow is Pastor Angelo Close birthday.
Oh.
I thought she would be in the studio, but wherever you are, the word is your life is a seed that is yielding a great fruit of souls, disciples, and churches.
Wow.
So even as you celebrate your birthday tomorrow,
what a seed.
May that be your testimony. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. Because I'm told we have failed to, we've been stuck. I know Tim Lindsay and Rebecca Lindsay are watching us, or they'll be watching us later.
Yeah.
Please, we have finally reached verse 4. what a blessing. Yeah. Let's start where we started. Verse 1. Yes. All we'll reach verse 4, I promise.
Okay. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Amen. So verse 3 is very pivotal.
Yes.
You people decided to repeat it last week. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us.
Yes.
Okay. He has already blessed us. There is nothing that God has not blessed you with.
Nothing. That thought is...
That is powerful.
Very powerful.
That changes everything.
It does.
There is nothing that God has not already blessed you with. That changes your prayer life.
Yeah.
That changes the way you look at yourself.
Yeah.
That changes your praise life.
Yes.
That changes the way you worship. That changes your faith.
Yes.
That changes everything.
Everything.
There is nothing that God has not blessed you with already.
Hallelujah.
So stop going around like some orphan who has nothing. And understand that, you know, when people leave an inheritance for their children, they usually leave it by in a will.
Yes, sir.
And it's like, when I die, then. But you know, God is not going to die.
Hey!
So.
Thank you, Lord.
God's will is not dependent on his dying.
At all.
So don't be waiting for
another
time.
Death.
Now is the time to step in your blessing.
Hallelujah.
Because you are already blessed with how many?
Every spiritual blessing.
All of it. None left out, everything in. There's nothing that you lack. There's nothing you have not been given.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight, I think I'm dealing with people's faith more than their understanding.
Amen.
Because sometimes you have too much things in your head. but then you are not walking in it. Tonight we are breaking through every barrier of unbelief.
Amen.
And telling you, you shall walk in your destiny. You're destined to reign in life. You're destined to live a great life. You're destined to rule. There is nothing like a small life when you have placed your faith in Jesus. Why? Because unlike your uncle who's waiting for you to be a certain way and to behave a certain way, God has already given you everything that pertains to life and godliness. That's in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. So there is nothing is withholding from you. He declares in Romans 8:32 that he who did not spare his only son, but gave him up for all of us. How shall he not together with him freely, also freely give us all things? We don't have any record of Jesus begging God for anything when he was on earth. Why? Because he knew this principle that he was already blessed. Somebody shout, blessed.
I am blessed.
Say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Ah.
Hallelujah.
You're blessed.
Oh, yes.
To the heavens and back.
Oh, yes.
There is no curse that can stop you.
At all.
Unless you are just unwise. But you are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. And we said that the spiritual blessing is the word of God.
Oh, yes.
Because God gives us everything in seed form.
Yes, sir.
And the seed is the word of God. The Bible says the sower sows the word. Mark 4:14. The Bible says in Mark chapter 4, a man went out to sow seed.
Mm-hmm.
And he planted, and he himself, he doesn't know how.
How it works.
It started working.
Mm.
He went and slept and rising up, and it came out. First the blade, then the
grain,
then the
right
full.
Corn in the grain, head in the grain.
Head in the grain, and then he came and took the harvest. He doesn't know how it works.
No.
You don't know how the crops work.
I really don't.
The thing comes out. That's how the word of God works.
Hey.
So, you know, if you're planting a little seed, you're going to get a little fruit. But if planting a lot of seed, you're going to get a lot of fruit. Somebody shout.
A lot of fruit. Hallelujah.
Because I can tell you, your miracle is here already. Because even now, as you're listening to me, what are you doing? You're planting seed. You're receiving the seed of the word. And the seed of the word, it will bear fruit. None of my words shall fall to the ground. Because they are the words from the scriptures. Amen. Just like the prophet Samuel, none of his words fell to that ground.
Yes.
So you are blessed. I declare you blessed. You are blessed.
Amen.
You are doubly blessed. You're blessed, 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 blessed. And the devil can do nothing about it.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So you're blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. This verse
Hallelujah.
Changed my life when I started to understand it, when I got the book.
You've already got it
by Andrew Womack.
Yes.
It blessed me. I fell in the scripture.
Yeah.
And it changed my life.
Amen.
It changed the life of the church.
Amen.
Changed the way I prayed. Changed my marriage.
Yes.
Changed
Can
everything about me.
What a seed.
And so I wrote on it for about 10 years
rejoicing.
Oh yeah, if you tickled me like this,
I'm blessed.
Just open Ephesians chapter 1.
It is true.
In my New King James version of the Bible, which is analog, Ephesians was brown.
Yes.
And the most brown part was chapter 1
and
chapter 2.
Wow. Hey!
And that was until recently when I fell into verse 4. The only worse thing in Ephesians than Ephesians 1:3 is Ephesians 1:4. When you think you are bad like Ephesians 1:3, then you find Ephesians 1:4.
Tell us.
You find that Ephesians 1:3 is primary school.
No way.
And Ephesians 1:4 is university.
We are ready.
Somebody shout.
Graduate. Hey. Please
if
take me
ready
to
for
university.
Graduation, tell me that you're ready.
I'm ready.
Shout, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
So you see, brethren, Ephesians 1:3 declares your state of being blessed.
Yes.
Why? Because you receive the word. You know, when you get born again, the word of God is given to you as a seed in your spirit.
Yes.
That's why Jesus said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. That's John
1:15-6.
The words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Your spirit, you know, everything in the Bible is in your spirit. Everything in the Bible is in your spirit. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Who's the Word? Christ.
Jesus.
And what does he say? He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Love has been, that's 1 Corinthians 16.
17.
6:17. First John 4:17. Love has been perfected among us in this that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is,
so are we
in this world. Where in our spirit we like Christ, who is the word of God.
Yes, sir.
So your spirit and the word of God are the same. So because you're already one third of you is already the word of God, when you start reading the Bible and putting the word of God in your soul, then you're creating a two-thirds majority against which your body cannot vote.
Boom!
I know I'm blessing somebody.
Oh, yes.
I'm preaching better than you're listening.
Oh, I don't know, but,
are you there?
But we like it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thank
so
you.
So your
Lord.
Spirit is the word.
Yes.
But your soul, it has Google, chemistry, I don't know what, all the things you are told.
Yeah.
So now when you start bringing the written word into your soul by
Come
reading
on.
It, you are now making your soul start to be in agreement with your spirit.
So
and the two of them, once they agree, your body, your money, your marriage, your account, your job, your location, your church, your MC, everything that pertains to you has to fall in line, because now there's a two-thirds majority agreement with God.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm preaching.
You're preaching.
Now, I told you verse 4 is the only thing that's worse than verse 3.
We are ready.
Because verse 3 doesn't end with a full stop.
Oh, there's a comma.
It's a comma.
Oh, yes.
Is it? Click verse 3.
Verse 3.
Let's see how verse 3 endeth.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Who has done what?
Blessed us.
With?
Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
Comma.
Yeah.
Comma.
Comma.
Just as.
He chose us
in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. In other words, he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Heavenly places is not heaven.
Yes, you told us
he
that
he didn't
one.
Say heaven. He said heavenly places.
You told that one in detail. We understood.
Heavenly places is your spirit.
Thank you, sir.
Everywhere there is a born again Christian who has a spirit, of course, there is a heavenly place. That's why he doesn't even say in the heavenly place. He says heavenly places because there are multiple people who are coming around the heaven in their spirit. Heavenly places
in Christ.
So he has blessed us this way.
Yeah.
So he says, just as he chose us in, which means the same way he chose us in Christ. When?
Before
the foundation of the world.
Ah.
Is the same way he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places
decided.
In Christ.
Yakata. It is
decided. Let me let that sink in for effect.
Masita.
If you're a pastor.
Yes, sir.
And part of your spiritual blessing is a multitude of the congregation,
which
like
is,
Jesus
which it
was.
Is, yes.
Okay? He has already blessed you with a congregation of multitudes.
Mm-hmm.
The same way he chose you before the foundation of the world in Christ. I mean, whatever pertains to Christ was created before the world was created.
Yes, sir.
So Jesus didn't have multitudes because he managed to get them.
No, they were there before he was created. I've understood. Yeah. He was walking in them.
Jesus had multitudes before the foundation of the world.
Yes.
You see, he was doing on earth what was already in heaven. In heaven, they already had billions of angels.
Yes.
So you who is chosen...
Mm-hmm.
Not by yourself, chosen in Christ. If your thing is pastoring, you immediately step into multitudes that were there before the foundation of the world. God doesn't bless us in stages.
Fire. Apostle, say that again.
God does not bless us in stages, that this is the one for Tuesday.
Wow.
This is the one for Wednesday. Everything was given before the foundation of the world. The healing for your body was purchased before the foundation of the world. It was just manifested when he came.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to show you the scriptures. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Christ's coming was simply a manifestation of something that was established before the world was created.
Yes, yes,
yes. Because spiritual things operate outside of time.
Yes.
Before the world was made, there was no time.
Before time began.
Because you count your time based on the rotation of the earth on its axis,
it's
moving around the sun.
So there was
that's
no
how you
time.
Count your days. Now, before there was a rotation and a sun to move around, you couldn't count days or hours.
It's okay.
But things were already happening. Minus your clock. Those of you think your clock has already clocked you out of marriage.
Which clock?
Before your clock was there.
Matsata.
You shall not be clocked out of marriage unless you don't want to be married.
Hallelujah.
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, he blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ before the foundation of the world.
It is settled, Lord.
So, sister, your rent that you're crying about.
No, please.
Is a very recent phenomenon compared to the provision for the same, which was made available before the earth started spinning.
Yes.
But people are going to say, we know, we want we know.
Which we know.
Let's start with Titus 1. From the very beginning of Titus. Let's see if he has something to tell us. Let's read.
Paul, a bond servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of the truth which accords with godliness. In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began.
When was eternal life promised?
Before time began.
Had Adam eaten the fruit?
There was even no Adam.
God organized eternal life before sin was there. You people, we are in the scriptures.
We are in the scriptures.
God organized this thing called eternal life.
Yes.
Before there was a tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Yeah.
Before Eve was confused about it looked good and good for food. God had already put in place a plan for eternal life in his son Christ Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Before Adam sinned, God had already organized eternal life. Now your sin of last week, you think it is the one that is going to send you to hell.
No. It was covered.
Look, you really think you're that powerful? Look, unless you don't want what was already paid for, given in Christ, unless you reject Jesus, barring that, can you please relax? Be full eternal life in none other than Christ Jesus.
Yes,
was promised. But wait, before we go to verse 3.
Tell me, Apostle, tell us.
Who was he promising?
I think Jesus, because who else was there?
That's why the Bible says God swore by himself. God has been swearing by himself for a long time. God promised him.
To who?
Before that, because we were not there.
No, we were not.
But he says it was promised. So who was he promising? Angels? No.
No.
Eternal life doesn't pertain to them.
Not at all.
I don't know if this is helping anyone out there online, on TV or radio, wherever you are. But I wish you knew the lengths to which God has gone to secure you and all that concerns you. If we knew the lengths to which God has gone to secure you, to bless you, to give you joy, to give you peace, to give you all things that pertain to life and godliness, as in he's not doing it now. He didn't start last year. He didn't even start when Jesus died. No, he didn't start when Jesus
when
resurrected.
Again,
he started long
before time began.
Before time began. Let's read verse 3 so we remove the tension.
But as in due time manifested his word through preaching, which was committed to me according to the commandment of God our Savior.
So it was promised, but it is now being manifested. How? Through preaching. That's why without preaching, you're finished.
Yeah. That is the
truth. The world needs preachers. That's why the world, recently, there are many big media channels that are fully dedicated to
shutting down
preachers.
Yeah.
Because Satan knows the world needs preachers.
Yeah.
That's why you watched that YouTube video that was talking about the other preacher, you have no evidence.
At all.
Yeah. Even you, people can come up with stories about you.
Oh, yes.
And if you are dead, you can't defend yourself.
Aye.
Second Timothy, chapter 1, verse 8. Let's start at verse 8. We are saying you are blessed.
Yes.
The same way you were chosen.
Chosen.
In Christ.
In Christ.
And you're being chosen in Christ. It's not that they chose you. No,
they chose Christ.
Christ was chosen before the foundation of the world, time began. And as long as you get on Christ's bus, were chosen.
Hey.
You see, like.
The bus was chosen.
There is something called the internet.
Yes, sir.
Which reaches everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you upload your website, you get?
Yeah.
Wherever the internet reaches, your website reaches.
Yes. Because the internet.
Yeah, it's not like you upload your website, then they say, okay, now yours will only reach
Kaliwajala
and Namugongo.
No.
Because you're from Naria.
Mm.
Wherever the internet reaches. So, Christ was chosen before time began, and he is eternal. He will be here when time has ended.
Oh, yes.
The moment you plug into Christ, you plug into everything that
as
he is way back and way front. That's why he's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
And forever.
And as soon as you plug in, you are the same as he is.
Hey.
Yesterday, today, and forever.
It is okay.
I'm just telling you, you're wasting time looking down on yourself and saying that you're only human. You're not.
I'm not only human. At all.
Just, where were we? Please.
2 Timothy 1:8. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God.
Exactly.
Who saved us?
Who has
saved us and called us with a holy calling?
God has
saved us
and has done what?
Called us
with what kind of calling?
A holy separate calling.
How do we know it's a holy calling?
Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began.
The holy calling is not according to our own works.
No.
It's not according to your own goodness or badness. Because then they will have waited for you to show up. And then evaluate your goodness or badness before it can start. is the gospel. By the way, we have a grace conference coming up soon.
Hey, when? Tell us. We are ready to come.
I will tell you that.
Okay.
Just know I'm advertising the grace conference.
Yeah. We will be there.
That some people, they want to do great things for God, but they don't know where to...
Without the power.
Where to put their roots.
To plug, yeah.
Yeah, they want to bear fruit, but they don't have the roots.
It can't work. Rooted and grounded in love.
It's like you want to drive at 200 kph, but you have an engine of a bicycle. This is the real stuff. He has saved us. Does he say he will save us?
No.
And called us.
Yes.
Not with an unholy calling, but with a holy, separated,
yes,
sanctified calling. And it is not according to our
works.
If it was according to our works, no one would have
it. We would
it.
Not stand, yeah.
Yeah, because all. Today you are better, in the afternoon you are worse.
Exactly.
But it is according to his own purpose and grace. The two go together.
They go together. Purpose
there
and grace.
There is no purpose without grace. Because grace is divine enabling.
Wow.
Imagine being called to a purpose, but you're not given the grace for it.
No tools, no.
When they call you and say you'll be a great footballer, but then they don't give you an ounce of footballing talent.
So, that's divine frustration.
Divine frustration. That's a new term. I'm going to borrow it. When the purpose is for you to win a Grammy, but you can't sing on key, they didn't give you nothing. It is always purpose and grace. There is nothing God has ever called you to for which He did not give you the divine ability to perform.
Thank you, Lord.
And there is nothing like grace without purpose.
No.
There is nothing God has ever put in you, graced you with, to mean
with no
to for
purpose.
Nothing. That's why he's a father, but he's a king with a kingdom. He's a father with a family, but he's a king with a kingdom. And the family must run the kingdom.
That is deep. That is powerful.
I don't know.
That is so powerful.
We keep going.
We keep going. Our spirit is receiving.
According to his own purpose and grace. The two.
Wow.
Which was... Let me show you something else.
Show me. Apostle.
The people this side don't want me to show.
Which way are they? Me, I'm here. You leave those ones.
Do you know that in English, if you quote two things, you don't use the word was?
Yeah.
Lamri, Kolabri, Kaluba, Brohusi, Kata, Yaga. Media team, next time we need a screen for the studio audience. So that we are following together.
Together. The scriptures.
I say if you say purpose and grace,
they should be double, not was.
Now, when I say was, it means purpose and grace is not two different things.
Apostle, leave us. Leave us
it
alone.
Is not purpose, one,
grace. Two,
no.
Which are two things where?
It is one thing called purpose and grace.
It's okay.
That's why it says, which was.
It's okay, Apostle. It is okay.
I think I also need to have a Bible teaching conference, you know.
You know, some things are not for teaching, but it's okay.
Scripture interpretation.
No, Apostle, this thing is not for scripture interpretation. It is grace.
Scripture interpretation.
Apostle, no.
Yeah, because some other people are reading purpose. But I didn't get
they
grace.
Separate.
Others, I got grace, I didn't get purpose. No. Purpose and
it's
grace
called revelation.
Is an entity. It's one entity which was
oh,
given to us
my
in Christ.
Goodness, it was.
And it wasn't according to our works.
Ah, thank you, Lord. I believe the devil is in trouble.
But when was it given?
Before time began. I can't fail.
Before time began.
I was
you were already called to be
I
a pastor
and, grace.
And you are graced to be one in Christ before time began, because Jesus is building his church and he needs pastors. The Son of Man wasn't called and given a purpose, and then the grace God was thinking, hey, he has run out without the grace, but he has taken the papa to seek and save that which was lost. Sekamuku, someone.
Tuleke. This is so good. This is
anyway,
so sweet.
Let's go to the next verse. Because
me apostle, you can have any, so everything is just ice cream now.
There is the pre-creation extra dimension, and then there is the post-creation dimension.
Yeah.
There is the pre-creation dimension, then there is the manifestation or the revelation of it when Jesus was already given manifest in flesh. You see, someone was asking me the difference between Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2. Because it seems to be a repetition.
Yeah. Oh, because the first one
they
is
created man in chapter 1. Yeah, then they created man him again in chapter 2.
Even light
he
comes
created
twice.
The plants, it is in chapter 1. Yeah. Then he says, then he planted the garden.
Yeah, as in what is happening?
You see, it is the same thing, just that one is the manifestation of the other. Chapter 2 is the manifestation of chapter 1.
And always,
you can pretend like you always knew it. Now, but verse 10.
Hey!
Mint should be
verse 10. Should I be sitting when I'm reading verse 10? But has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ.
Wait. Go back to verse 9.
Apostle, my things appeared with Jesus.
His own purpose and grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. So you see, they give you his own purpose and grace in Christ Jesus before time begins. But look at verse 10.
Apostle, that's right.
But has now you have it, but it is not revealed.
Now it is revealed, Apostle. It has
but now,
been
by the coming of the same Savior Jesus Christ, in whom it was given, it has been revealed by His appearance is the revelation of his purpose and grace. Who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light, which is the revelation.
Apostle.
Life and immortality to light, to revelation, to manifestation through the gospel.
Yes.
The gospel. The good news, the which gospel, we are preaching right
the
now.
The gospel.
Yeah. Brings immortality to light.
To light.
The gospel brings life and
thank
immortality
you,
to light. All of this to say the blessing. The same way God chose us in Christ before time began is the same way.
He has blessed us
with every
it cannot be changed
in the heavenly places in Christ. Long before you sinned, long before you were born, long before you messed up, long before you abused who, long before everything was given. Everything. Now you can't boast. That's why Paul says you can't boast. He was telling the Corinthians, how can you boast about this?
Yeah. What do you have?
Like, what's your contribution?
That you did not receive. Yeah.
What is it you have you didn't receive? You're a pastor.
Nothing.
Like me. Yeah. Pastor. A church with buildings. What can you boast about?
Nothing. About you the grace of God. Maybe.
You see, you have your contribution is showing up. That's your contribution. You showed up every day. Revelation 13:8. We are finishing.
All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
The Lamb slain.
It's okay.
From the foundation of the world, not slain 2,000 years ago in Golgotha, on Mount Zion in Jerusalem. No. Slain from the fountain, in the mind of God, in the realm of the Spirit, the payment for your sins to give you access to your Father was made.
Hey!
before your forefather Adam sinned. You see, there is a first Adam and the second Adam, who is Christ. But before the first Adam, the payment was met. Before Eve, by the time Eve was having a conversation with the snake, the payment had already been made.
Hallelujah.
Now you, I don't know what you did last week. How do you think that it is? It outweighs. It says in him is the propitiation for our sins. 1 John chapter 2. And says not only for ours, but for the whole world. Not your propitiation. Doesn't come too often in that scripture.
Mundi Castella Rabazi Telebus Kambama.
And he himself
Romanda is the propitiation.
Is the propitiation for our sins. And not for us only,
but also.
But also
for the whole world.
For the whole world. Give us the New Living Translation. Hopefully they don't spoil it.
He himself is the sacrifice that atones for our sins.
Oh, yes.
And not only our sins, but the sins of all the world.
Amplifier.
Thank you, Jesus. And he, that same Jesus, is the propitiation for our sins, the atoning sacrifice that holds back the wrath of God that would otherwise be directed at us because of our sinful nature, our worldliness, and our lifestyle. And not for us only, but also for the sins of all believers throughout the whole world. Thank you, Jesus.
Propitiation. Atoning sacrifice before the foundation. The last scripture, 1 Peter 1:20, and I quit. 1 Peter 1:20.
1 Peter 1:20.
And I quit.
He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you.
When was it foreordained?
Before the foundation of the world.
When was it manifest?
In the these last times, for me.
For who?
For me, for you, for me.
Pray in the spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. With this understanding, nothing can stand.
Nothing.
No sickness can stand in your body. No property can stand in your bank account. No lack can visit your home. No impossibility can be before you. You are so much more valuable than you think, and God has gone so far to secure you. Long before you showed up, long before you were conceived in your mother's womb, God was securing you. He was securing your relationship with him. He had already given Jesus, who has just been manifested in these last days for us. Lelu kale prehi sokota kaya le kutima le guzika taya baba baba. Rumbrele kosakatai kolibibrielo koshagada kosiba babaya. Lambrele kosiba kosemragara kolobabru usikatakaya kadeba bababa. Rokotile gudikorebobobru usakatakaya bababa. Every sickness, be gone. Every tumor, be gone. Dry up now. Exit now. Every virus, exit now. Every bacteria, exit now. You don't belong there. Oh yes, every organ starts to function properly. All eyes receive sharpness of sight now. Ears popping open now. Now, 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 now. Lame walking now. Now, now. Start doing what you could not do before. Whatever you couldn't do before, whatever impediment you had, take some faith action wherever you are now. In that missional community, at home, in that kitchen, in that living room. Right now. Be it at office, wherever you are, in a cafe, get up now. Start doing it if you're in the car. Start speaking if you couldn't speak before. Right now, right now, right now. Start speaking in tongues if you couldn't speak before. Exercise your faith right now. Because there is grace for you. There is grace for you. God has done so much. God has done so much. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
For the message of the gospel.
Thank you. Oh.
For it is the power of God for salvation.
Thank you, Lord.
To everyone who believes. First the Jew and then the Gentile. For in it the power of God is manifested from faith to faith. We bless you. Thank you, Lord. Can you make an invitation, Pastor B3, for those who are hearing this good news and want to give their lives to Jesus?
Wow, what a glorious gospel. This is for you. Do not exclude yourself. You're watching. And you've never made a decision to enter the kingdom of God, to follow Jesus Christ. Maybe you thought you needed to first clean yourself up, or there was something wrong with you, or you thought it's some laws that you have to fulfill. You did not know that it is such a love that you were chosen before the foundation of the world. I want to invite you right now. Today is the day of salvation. If that is you, maybe you're in a mission or community, or you're alone in the office or driving on the road, wherever you are, I want you to do a faith action. I'd like you to put your hand up where you are. If you're saying, I want to receive Jesus today as my Lord and as my Savior, if you're driving, park that car in this moment, and I want to invite you. Go ahead. Say these words after me from the bottom of your heart, because you are confessing with your mouth what you have believed with your heart to enter into the fullness of this grace of God. Go ahead right now and from the bottom of your heart, speak to God. Say, dear Lord Jesus, today I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
Forgive me of all my sins.
And receive me into your kingdom today.
Today I am a child of God.
I believe that you died for me. And you rose again for my glory.
Take my life.
And do something with it. Today I'm born again. I belong to the family of God. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. You are born again. Everything has changed. You have entered the best time of your life. I want you to send us a message. Write down this number. Let us know that you've received Jesus. We want to pray with you. We want to connect you to a loving family and to walk with you. The number is 0775-642449. Outside Uganda, that's +256-775-642449. There's a pastor at the end of that line waiting to hear from you. Welcome once again to the family of God.
Receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit right now, wherever you are, in the name of Jesus. You're entering the new realm of your walk with God. Someone, you've been facing discouragement, it ends today. With this revelation comes the end of all your discouragements. Start rejoicing in God. Make God your joy, not the things of this world. Make God your focus, and you will never run out of things to praise Him for. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for restoring your children. Someone, you're being restored in your relationship with your spouse. Something that had gone so wrong, you're being restored right now. If you are where they are, I need you to walk to where they are and just hold their hand. You're being restored in your relationship, in your marriage. The strife ends now. The strife ends now. Thank you, Father. We bless you. Blessed be your holy name, which is exalted above all names in all the earth. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting, who fights many battles for us. Oh yes, you shall not need to fight that battle. Lift up your praise and see your enemies flee before you as you lift up the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Be exalted. Be exalted. Be exalted. Be exalted. be exalted, Lord. Above the heavens, let your glory be over all the earth. Rode kuribre huusi katika loma kataya kazibe libe. Lambre la kosha kalabro huusi kataya kababa. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for blessing your children.
Thank you.
Someone, you're feeling the presence of God physically on your body right now, like a fire, something hot. Yeah, that's God visiting you, showing you that I'm with you and everything will be all right. Receive it. Some of you are meeting in your MCs right now. There's a manifestation of the presence of God where you are. Someone, maybe you find you're crying uncontrollably or something like that. Wherever you are, just bask in the presence of God. There is an increased manifestation and awareness of God's presence in this church and in your missional community, in your home. Yes, we deploy angels to every house.
Thank you, Lord.
Of worship harvest.
Oh,
every
you, Jesus.
House.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Every demonic influence ceases today.
Amen. Oh.
When you get home, I want you to anoint your front door with oil.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pray in the spirit. And pray in the spirit. Anoint the doors to your children's rooms. Pray in the spirit. The presence of God shall mark your life in 2024. The presence of the Holy Spirit, the sweet presence.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Even your friends and workmates and relatives will acknowledge it. They will say there's something different about you nowadays. They will not have the right words for it, but it will be the presence of God. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for every miracle. Yes, thank you for conception of children.
Thank you, Lord.
For those that had a negative report before.
Thank you, Lord.
Your baby is coming this year, somebody.
Oh, yes.
Your baby is coming this year.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Your miracle baby comes this year.
Thank you, Lord.
Malo shakataya. You shall lack nothing good as you serve the Lord. Those who are serving the Lord, you will not lack.
We will not lack.
You will not lack. Amen. Bless you, Jesus. So may God bless you. May He cause His face to shine on you and give you peace. And may you experience extraordinary grace and favor as you walk with Jesus. I see you as a shining light.
Thank you.
I see you as a city on a hill
Thank
that
you,
cannot
Jesus.
Be hidden. Oh, yes. The end of obscurity for someone.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
All the thing that has been covering your light is thrown off.
In the name of
Jesus. It's thrown off.
Yes.
You shall be seen. Your work shall be seen.
Thank you, Lord.
Shall be appreciated. And you'll be encouraged. I see the spirit of boldness coming upon someone. The thing you are calling help for, you're just going to deal with it by yourself, like Samson. Like Samson. You'll not even need to call for help because you have angels working with you. Boldness. Receive boldness to confront uncertainties. Thank you, Lord, for a great door is being opened for someone.
Thank you, Lord.
I rebuke every adversary that will prevent you from entering it. A great and effectual door is being opened to you. In this year of going and glory, I rebuke every adversary that seeks to stand in your way. Thank you, Lord. Be exalted, Lord. Be exalted, Lord. Oh, Lord, be exalted. Worship us new songs that come in your way, that usher in the presence of God. Open your heart. Don't insist on a style. Insist on the presence, not a style. Thank you, Lord. There's a pastor watching. Stop worrying about the ministry. God will handle it.
Thank you, Lord.
God will handle it. God will handle the ministry. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Shula kuri prehesa kataya. Zula brigede. Zon kataka kataya kakataya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for joy unspeakable.
Thank you, Lord, for joy.
Among your children. We bless you even as we end this broadcast. As you go into your mission or communities. And it's a celebration, MC celebrating the January babies and anniversaries. May God bless you. May God bless you mightily. May He give you cohesion as a spiritual family. May He fight many battles for you. May He heal every sickness in your missional community. May He provide for every need that is there in the miraculously.
Yes.
For your children as they go back to school.
Yes, Lord.
For everything you need. May you lack nothing,
nothing
as you walk in the knowledge of our Savior Jesus Christ. And may the grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit
be with us all now and forever.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this teaching. We hope that you've been blessed by the Worship Harvest Sermon Series. For more teachings and other resources, visit www.worshipharvest.org or call 0393-281-555. That is 0393-281-555. We're taking territory.